Next, we have Gamma Man with Under My Shadow.
Hey, I received your letter, and I put it right in the trash with all the other shit that you send. I'm not reading letters from people like you. Do you think I care enough to hear you out of this echo chamber of fence? I'm not entertaining your crappy excuse. You started yapping like you're all philosophical when I know you're just seething. Just wait till you see it on your face, yeah. Oh,
you are under my shadow, like a light bulb gone out. Doesn't matter what you say to me, you gon' hurt me. Knowing you're under my shadow,
I don't care what you're talking about.
Doesn't matter what you say to me at all.
I get to speak. This is more of a bop. This is definitely the hit single off of the album. It's fun and it's funny, and it reminds me a bit of Tim Minchin. I always liked to hear it when it came up on the list, and also that vocal, the backing vocal and the harmony arrangement is really amazing. It's extraordinary what he does during this song. I think that just sort of arranging this, it's just a heck of a accomplishment. It must have taken him a lot of time, it seems like. I was really impressed by it, and I just enjoyed this song, and I still enjoy this song.
Yeah, he's really good in his DAW. You can tell that he spends a lot of time there from the YouTube video where he showed off his workflow.
Did he do one for this, too?
I didn't see one for this one, but I did catch the last one.
Yeah.
And I think in his notes that he mentioned that this is sort of a diss against this guy, Rick Beato, who is very much the kind of typical rock music boomer that I think would really annoy a lot of people in Distance's generation. You know, he goes on and on about how music today is just not as good as it was. It's lost all of its humanity because, you know, it's on a grid now. And he's just kind of this old person yells at clouds. But Rick Beato is probably the reason why I know about the Lydian Sharp 4, because he really goes into a lot of music theory stuff. So I have mixed feelings about him. I like the song, and I think it's cool that that Gamma Man called him out, you know, and I kind of liked it from that perspective. And the fact that it was kind of a fun musical skit, like, I liked it for that as well.
The fact that Gamma Man called out Rick Beato, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always very suspicious. Somebody says, this is not about that, it's about this. I'm immediately thinking, oh, it probably is about that. And you're saying it's about this instead. So I immediately took, oh, he's having a pop at the judges for whatever they said the previous rounds. Ultimately, I'd take it on face value. And even if it was about the judges, I kind of don't mind. I kind of like the toing and froing of the nature of the competition. But I really like this song. I like the fact that it's a pair of songs and that it's almost a conversation between the two songs. I think the order of the songs was deliberate on the album, that one song is supposed to precede the other. But both of them start mid-conversation, so there is no starting point. You just dropped into the middle of a conversation between these two songs, a to and fro, if you like. And I like that. I like that you get this little snapshot of the conversation. And musically, it's really nice. They both are. I think these are some of the strongest songs that Gamma Man / Distance has written. They're both really nice.
Yeah, we might as well cover You Are while we're at it, since we're talking about Gamma Man and he has two songs that are very much related.
For everything good, an angel loses its wings. And everything that you said is made all the sound of hell. But through your echo chambers, I can't see you believe that your echo chamber can never do you wrong. In between you and I, in the river you've been trying to dry, trying to preach us if you're always right.
The rhythm section, I thought, was the thing that really struck me about the second one, You Are. Like, it has almost these drum and bass or breakbeat kind of beats to them, which I think sound really cool, along with kind of the detuned pianos. That's the thing that really struck me most about the second song, is just the strength of the rhythm section.
Is this the second song or is this the prequel?
I took them in the order that they came in, right? So it's Under My Shadow first and then You Are second?
That's the order from the, I guess, the submissions then.
Yeah.
So I guess that would make sense. But I still, it was, you know, just like Mike said, it was unclear to me as to where we were in the timeline.
You do get dropped right in.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe it was clearer and I'm just misunderstanding the comments. But yeah, no, I thought this is a driving song. It's compelling and a little whinier than Under My Shadow, but I thought it was good nonetheless, and, you know, especially the choruses and the outro.
Yeah, I agree. I describe this as an up-tempo banger. I really liked it. The melody, the delivery, the backing vocals, really strong. Up there with Distance's best work, Brain is a Distance song that really sticks in my brain, surprisingly. And I think this is up there with it. There are moments of, I would almost describe them as musical genius. There's a synth line towards the end that you could base a whole song around. It's just a really nice detail that just comes and goes. And a lesser mortal might put a whole song on that tiny part. But it's put in there. It's tossed away again. It just comes and goes. Brilliant. Really good.